What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. All right, today we're talking about freelancing. Why do we have to talk about freelancing? Because freelancing is usually most people's entry point into entrepreneurship. Freelancing is like the roller coaster of sweet liberation from your W-2 or your 9-to-5 job, combined with soul-crushing uncertainty. 1 week, you're king or queen of the world. You have all these projects. You're feeling unstoppable. You're making money on your own. You can set your own schedule. Next thing you know, you're staring at an empty inbox, wondering if it's time to dust off that resume after all. If this sounds familiar, this is the notorious freelance feast or famine cycle. I've been there, we've all been there, but it doesn't have to be that way because we're not just going to break the cycle. Today, we're going to shatter it. Think of this as the roadmap for a freelance business built on stability and long-term success. I'm going to talk about mindset, building your fort, and the power of no. What do these three things mean? The mindset shift. Well, why hustle isn't always the answer, and there's power in strategic patience. Building your fort means diversifying your income, finding anchor clients, and creating a safety net. And the power of no is about when and how to turn down work without blowing your chances. So let's start by ripping up the old script in your head about freelancing. Here is the deal. Here's the freelancing myths. Myths that will ultimately destroy your potential to be a successful freelancer. And the best thing about freelancing is that it can turn into a full business where you can hire, then you can employ people, you build systems, you build processes, and you can turn your freelancing career into a massive agency. But we have to bust some myths first. Myth number one, freelance means unstable income. Sure, if you're playing the same game as everyone else, most freelancers treat their work like a gig and themselves like hourly employees. That's a recipe for a roller coaster income. Myth number two, more clients equals more security. Wrong. More clients often means more chaos. The dream is a few amazing, consistent clients, not a revolving door of one-off projects. Myth number three, you gotta hustle 24/7. Hustle culture glorifies burnout. We're focused on building something sustainable here. That means pacing ourselves. See, the truth is that freelancing success isn't about superhuman effort. It's about working smarter, not harder. See, there has to be a mindset shift when you're a freelancer, from desperate to deliberate. Picture this. Panicked freelancers scrambling for any project that comes their way. They're chasing pennies. They're undercharging like crazy. They're taking gigs that drain their soul. That's desperation mode. It's a quick path to burnout and resentment. We got to flip the script. It's time to embrace the mindset of deliberate action as a freelancer. Here's what that looks like. Know your worth. Start here. That's an absolute minimum. that you have to hold yourself to? What is the minimum that you're willing to accept for your skills, time, and expertise? This sets your baseline. Remember, undercharging hurts you and the whole freelance market in the long run. Number two, identify your ideal client. Who do you love working with? Which industries align with your passion? You won't find the feast period so much when you're working on stuff you enjoy. And number three, define your niche. The jack of all trades, quote unquote, might get some work initially, but the specialist always wins. Get super clear on what value you bring to the market and who needs it most. Think of yourself as a problem solver, not a commodity. People pay top dollar for a solution to their pain points, not just hours logged on a spreadsheet. Here's a practical action step. Spend some time reflecting on these prompts and ideas. What are my top three most valuable skills? In what type of work do I naturally excel? Which past projects brought me genuine excitement and results? This reflection is marketing gold. You'll be able to speak confidently about your expertise and attract clients who see you as a specialist commanding higher fees. See, the key is to focus your energy rather than just increasing it. This is where freelancing gets a whole lot more fun and a lot less desperate. Now, the second concept is building your fort and creating a safety net and creating some anchor clients. See, if you're terrified every time your inbox slows down, you need to start building your fort. This means getting smarter about your income streams, finding rock-solid clients, and creating a financial safety cushion. Here's the game plan. Number one, the emergency fund. This is your freelance lifeline. Think of your emergency fund as your screw you money. It's a cash buffer that gives you the power to say no to crappy clients, take time to recharge, or weather unexpected storms, job loss, health issues, etc. Don't panic if you don't have one yet. The goal isn't perfection, it's progress. You want to start small? Commit to saving $50 a week. It adds up faster than you think. Aim for 3 to 6 months. This is the ideal amount of money to cover your basic living expenses for a few months, and this gives you insane peace of mind and takes the desperation out of your work. Number two, diversify. Multiple income streams equals a stronger fort. Never, ever rely on a single client. It's a recipe for disaster. Instead, diversify. So you want a client mix. Aim for a few great core clients, plus one-off projects for variety. You want to focus on recurring revenue. Could you offer monthly retainers, subscription packages, maybe even at a discount, add-on services, contractually oblige them to commit for months? This creates predictable income. And then passive income later on. This is a holy grail. So ebooks, courses, templates, okay? You get the picture. You can sell things and build them once and sell them forever. But first, let's focus on stability with clients. Third piece of building your fort is the hunt for anchor clients. Anchor clients are those dream clients. They provide consistent work, fair pay, and treat you like a partner. They are the foundation of your freelance kingdom. Finding them takes hustle, but smart hustle. Here's how. Warm outreach, LinkedIn, targeted emails. You can use WeConnect. You can use Apollo.io. You can use Instantly. There's a ton of tools that allow you to reach out to people. Even thoughtful cold DMs. Don't spam, personalize. Focus on companies aligned with your niche. Referrals always, always rule. Your happy clients, they are your gold mine. Ask for referrals. Ask for testimonials. These will land you gigs with way less effort. And then communities matter. Join relevant online groups, forums, niche Facebook groups, Reddit forums. Genuine contributions when you major trust and visibility. See, you have to make a list of 10 dream companies or clients. Start researching who's at each of these companies and the best way to make a connection. Remember, this is a marathon, not a sprint. So with each smart step you make, your fort gets a little stronger and that freelance feast or famine cycle starts to lose power over you. Also, one thing that I like to do, I like to hunt for whales because those could be my anchor clients. So at the end of every day, I will identify maybe if I was freelancing, and I used to do this, one or two CMOs, that's the person I'm selling to for huge companies, huge. Use something like Rocket Reach, find their contact information, cold outreach to them, do two a day, whatever, 10 a week, right? And if you do that for 6 months, you're going to get a good little sort of repertoire and Rolodex of all these CMOs of massive companies that you've reached out to. And eventually some will start to reply back. You may be shooting a little bit high, a little bit maybe outside your comfort zone, but you know, consistency compounds. So start now. The last thing as a freelancer, which is exceptionally important, is the power of no, protecting your time and your sanity. See, freelancers are notorious people pleasers, and I get it because saying no feels super scary. It's like turning away potential income. But here's the secret. Learning to say no strategically is one of the most powerful and profitable skills you can master. This is why no protects your time, and your time is your most precious asset. Every yes to the wrong person steals time from finding the right one. No guards your focus. Trying to juggle too much at once leads to mediocre work for everyone. No keeps you focused on delivering outstanding results, and no fosters respect. Clients respect freelancers who have clear boundaries and aren't afraid to prioritize their work. So if you get stressed about saying no, how do you say no without sacrificing future opportunities? Well, there's a few strategies. There's the grateful decline. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Unfortunately, my schedule's booked at the moment. I'd love to be considered for future projects. There's an emphasis on gratitude, shows you appreciate them thinking of you, and you focus on capacity, not desire. It's about your availability, not the project itself. Second strategy is the referral redirect. I'm not the perfect fit for this, but I know someone who might be. Would you like me to connect you with insert freelancer's name? Provide value even in a no. This makes you look helpful and builds goodwill with your fellow freelancer. Number three, the not right now, maybe later. Right now, the project wouldn't be a good match for my capacity. Could we revisit this in a few weeks or months? It leaves the door open. If it's a good client, keeps the possibility alive. Be specific about the time frame because it shows that you're serious about considering it later. A couple things to remember. Don't apologize excessively. It undermines your confidence. A simple, direct no is best. No is always a complete sentence. And never ghost a client. Unprofessional, and it damages your reputation. Don't burn any bridges. The freelancing world is surprisingly small as well. A couple final thoughts. Breaking free from this feast or famine freelance cycle is all about changing your approach from reactive to proactive. It's about working smarter, not harder. It's about knowing your worth, respecting your time, confidently setting boundaries. And if you feel overwhelmed, remember, you don't have to do it all at once. One small step at a time, you will be surprised at how quickly you build a stable, rewarding freelance business. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.